My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest is Cuyahoga County Executive Chris Ronayne and Council President Pernell Jones Jr. saying no, according to the headline in their statements, a headline on the Cleveland.com. They say no to any Brown Stadium in Brook Park. Can I just throw this out?
Well,
is that really their call?
So that was my thought. So, and I didn't want to sound dumb.
Is that their call?
And if anybody, if you are a city planner and know how these things operate, please call us at 216-474-0092 because this is where I'm a little over my skis. This sounded like the county shaking its fist at the Haslams and going, oh, we don't like it when the ball comes in our yard, but we're not going to do anything. Like, what does the county power really have, especially if the Haslams go independent or the state gets involved? Does the state overpower the county? Like, because the county wins because it's staying in the county.
No disrespect to anybody here. And I'd like to have this conversation and take the emotion out of this, if that's at all possible. Okay, I'd love to take the emotion out of this. I've heard from two people today, and one is a buddy of mine who grew up in Cuyahoga County, who said basically, I'm absolutely right. City can't get out of its own way when it comes to the whole lakefront thing and everything else. The Haslams want a world-class facility. The Haslams are billionaires. Get over it.
Yeah.
And we've seen politicians talk about buildings, you know, for the football team forever, lakefront development forever. Where's the lakefront development? It's not here yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's and will it ever get here? I don't know. I've been hearing about it since Ralph Perk was mayor. Right? And where is it?
Yeah.
Airport's still there. There's still a stadium there. Love the Rock Hall. Love the Science Center, but that's not generated lakefront development.
If lakefront development is a really pretty walkway that takes you to Voinovich Park, that's not lakefront development.
No,
it's not
a land bridge to me. The land bridge is one of the looniest ideas I've ever heard. I don't know if it works. Maybe it works and it's great. I don't know. I just think, wait a minute, you're still going to have to walk all that way. People don't want to walk all that way.
Right.
You know, let's just be frank about that. Here's the other issue on this one where I think the emotion gets in the way of things. I am a firm believer, always will be, our current stadium right now is a fine place to watch a football game. I mean, what do you need to watch a football game? If you're a Browns fan, what do you need? You need a seat that's comfortable. You need a good view. You need bathrooms, and you need concessions. And a nice scoreboard is terrific.
Right.
Well, you've got all that. Is it absolutely state-of-the-art, the best you can possibly get? Yeah, probably not. But guess what? It's pretty dang good.
If the goal is to just watch a football game, that thing gets the job done.
It's perfect. Except now here's the aspect of this. The Haslams want more than that. And okay, the end, if somebody, I know people are screaming, well, good, then they can pay for it. Well, guess what? They just might.
They just, yeah.
So if you would, and that would be great. But if they're going to pay for it, and or either find other funding somehow with public funds, maybe from the state of Ohio, I don't know where else, maybe other investors, well, then they're going to put it where they want to put it. And whether that's in Brook Park or Lorain County or Summit County or Medina County or Lake County, who knows where they could put it. They have the option right now in Brook Park, and that seems to be the thing. Okay. They've never had a problem putting their money where their mouth is.
Exactly. They own the land in Brook Park. You can always sell the land once again.
And I agree. Like the Bears did in Arlington Heights. Mm-hmm. Hey, we bought this. We're going to build a stadium here. The city of Chicago, wait a minute, we want it. Well, guess what? So the Bears said fine.
Yeah.
And they're going to build it right next to Soldier Field. And the Bears are going to sell off all that land. Here's the other aspect to this. The Haslams, I'm assuming, see the Minnesota Stadium. They see SoFi. And even though SoFi, I've heard terrible reviews about, is still a facility that is getting used for other things and is more of a you know, big new thing. They see Lucas Oil. They see even Ford Field in Detroit that people use a lot more. More than the stadium, the Haslams want to build this whole compound like in Dallas where you have hotels and restaurants and everything else and make it a destination, like a smaller concert venue out there as well. Okay, you tell me this, Dano, and this is, and I had my buddy Mark sent me an email, and he said, I don't get it about downtown. I said, no, I think I do. And he said, it's really going to hurt downtown. If the Haslams built what we saw on the video downtown, would it be as attractive to people to come visit it as it would be if it weren't downtown? I don't think people want to think about that.
No.
I think it's more attractive to people if it's not downtown. And I say that, I love the city of Cleveland. I've been coming downtown every day for 30 years. If people don't have to drive as far and don't have to deal with some of the issues downtown, like my buddy Kevin getting his window blasted out along with 8 others when he came to watch the Savannah Bananas the other day. And I think that's a big deal to people. And I find it, and I've talked about another site in Cleveland, you know, couldn't you build this downtown? But do people want to come downtown for all that? Or is what the Haslams want to build something that screams not downtown? And I think it does. I think it screams, you can't do all this, you don't want to do all this downtown.
So, and I'm sorry to hear that happen to your friend. That they got, and the few other people who have had their windows blasted in to do all that stuff, it is obnoxious. You got to deal with insurance. You have my sympathy and all that stuff.
Well, there are worse things.
But
you get the idea.
But no.
You come downtown to watch the Savannah Bananas play.
Nice evening.
You go back to your car, and you're one of like 10 cars with their windows blown out.
Well,
in a parking lot that you paid $20 to park in.
So what I'm going to say is heartless compared to what came off of that, and I do have sympathy and I feel bad for those people. The city of Philadelphia sent out a giant memo to everybody saying, if you're going to come downtown, just leave your car unlocked and take all your valuables with you so that you don't have to deal with that. Because the police are doing the best that they can, but they're running into issues. That's not stopping people from going to Phillies games. It's not stopping people from going to Eagles games, Flyers games, 76ers games, all of which are in the downtown area. So you're always going to run into that kind of a situation when you come to any area where there's going to be a whole bunch of cars. Sadly, crime comes with people. And it stinks. And I don't want it to be that way. But that's the reality of the situation.
I wonder
so
here.
So if you stick that thing in Brook Park, my friend, you're going to run into the same problem.
Yes, you are. There's no question that happens. Except maybe this. If you build that whole, what should we call it? Compound, venue, yeah, city, whatever it is they want to build out there. Parking's right there. They control the parking. They control the security in the parking. Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to get the rogue person out there.
Of course, you're still going to run into that.
But around downtown, there's nobody policing. We have other things to police.
Exactly.
And there you would have more of your own security forces, I would think, taking care of things. And it wouldn't eliminate things. Anyhow, that's just a thought on this. I know, you know, if you want to just have the stadium downtown, great. First of all, I can't imagine spending $1 billion to fix that one up. And Mark in his email said, you know, it's going to last longer than 10 or 15 years. Yeah, but not without another major renovation.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that's the way things go in the NFL. They keep renovating. They want more. They want bigger. They want more avenues for revenue. And they're limited in a stadium sitting on the lake that's outdoors in our climate. And the Haslams are looking to do something more. Might they need to? Might they have to? Should they maybe have to pay for it all themselves? Maybe yes to all of that. But here's the thing. They might pull it off. And then, you know, hey, City of Cleveland, okay, you know, we're the Cleveland Browns. We're right outside here. But sorry, you didn't play ball with us on this. Cuyahoga County, sorry, you didn't play ball. What do you think of our new facility here in Lorain County? What do you think? And some of these other counties wouldn't want that whole compound, that whole entertainment center district that they hope to create as a draw for their community and their tax base? Of course they would.
The Braves did the exact same thing when they basically decided to get out of, I can't think of the county right now. We're coming up to election season. We'll all know what Atlanta's county name is, no time at all. But when they decided to get out of downtown Atlanta and move to Cobb County, and it was a mess, and what they did was kind of nasty, but it's sounding close to what the Browns did, where they were basically like, look, we're open to the highest bidder. If none of you are going to help us pay for this thing, we'll go somewhere where we'll find help. We'll find a county that wants to do it. And Cobb County stepped in and said, heck yeah, build that thing right here. Let's go. That's the thing you start running into when you start playing these games. Because right now, you have a facility that you're about to dump $1 billion into, and the county
which
wants you to dump $1 billion into.
Sense to me.
That you use.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crud.
15. Let's be generous and say 15 times a year.
And I know, you know, everybody going, well, what about the revenues of the bars and revenues of all of that stuff? It's 15 dates that we're talking about. If you were to actually bulldoze that thing and do the lakefront development that we have all heard about since John D. Rockefeller, maybe you actually get that done by getting that stadium out of there. Maybe those bars go from having 15 days where they're having events
to 200.
To 200 days of having events. To maybe putting an amphitheater out there where you're having concerts and all that kind of stuff.
This is where the emotion gets in the way.
Exactly.
Oh, we don't want the Browns. We want the Browns. Okay, well then, or think about what you could have without them. And they're still the Cleveland Browns. Folks, I'd love your thoughts. We'll take your phone calls next. 216-474.
And shout out to our buddy Chris Ossenheimer.
Ding.
Texting me. Fulton County. That's where downtown Atlanta is. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Ossie. Appreciate that. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan here on The Fan. What do you think about the county executive and the council president stepping up and saying no to Brook Park? As if that is a big deal. And I don't mean disrespectfully at all.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.